I've come to the Osborne Art Gallery to view a most celebrated and controversial exhibit. The former commissioner of broadcasting for Newfoundland, Sir Freeman Crotty, passed away some 18 months ago. He was a well-known philanthropist, and Sir Freeman bequeathed to the Osborne an astonishing private collection of art. Part of it is now on public display for the first time. The exhibit is called, see if I can read this, Recollecting the Unspeakable Act, Erotext Surface Jumble. How's that?
Good.
Thanks. Joining me, the show's curator, Alana Peterson, who's agreed to give me a tour.
Thanks for coming down, Paul. Shall we?
Let's.
Now, Alana, Sir Freeman was an eccentric, certainly. So is this reflected in his collection?
Yes, it's an eclectic range, although with a distinct emphasis on erotic art through the ages, and more particularly a fascination with representations of the tumescent male.
Ah, yes, now, this stress on the erotic is what's behind the air of scandal surrounding the exhibition.
No, there are a number of other controversies.
Oh.
Sir Freeman had important holdings of Ugibomban art, so there are issues of colonial exploitation. And he was in possession of many paintings looted by the Nazis, so there's speculation that Sir Freeman...
Yes, this is all very interesting, Alana, I know, but we only have so much time for each piece on our show, and I really wanted to get to the porno, the erotica.
All right. I know, let's begin with the sculptures.
Okay, let's.
Sir Freeman was an avid collector of fertility figures.
Ooh!
Oh, watch yourself.
That's sharp.
African.
You're telling me.
And over here, a particular note, Rodin's Pédé aux Toilettes, or The Cottager.
Rodin, he was pretty overrated, wasn't he? This is an intriguing sculpture.
Macedonian, 3rd century BC. Mm. Exquisitely crafted rendition of wrestlers.
I've never seen that wrestling hold before. It's definitely from the Greco half of the book, eh?
I said they were wrestlers. I didn't say they were wrestling.
Ah.
A lovely piece. The Macedonians were known for their fine rim work.
Mm. Apparently so. What's with all the clocks, Alana?
These are horloge fantasy.
Ah, fantasy clocks.
Mm-hmm. A genre of erotica popular with the European nobility. This one, for example, by the 18th century German clockmaker Hans Pimmel.
Does it still work?
Oh, yes, it's in perfect working order. You can see here, Paul, each female figurine represents a different estate.
Mm-hmm.
The peasant girl, the French maid.
The nun.
The station master's wife, the lady of the manor.
Yes, I can see right down the front of their dresses here. It's exquisite detail.
Yes, there are 12 in all. Mm-hmm. And depending on the hour, we'll just set the hands to 12, midnight.
Mm-hmm.
The figurines emerge from inside the clock to be, well, dinged by the blacksmith.
Mm, sturdy fellow.
Incredible sprocket work.
The watch takes a licking, but it keeps on ticking.
And over here...
Coming. Yes, what's this?
These flip books were very popular in 19th century France. Precursors of the blue movie, really.
Oh, yes?
No, I'm afraid you're not allowed to touch them.
Oh.
I can, though. Just watch. This one's called The Turk.
Look at him go. And I'll do it backwards, Alana. It looks just the same. It's great. Now, what's this booth over here all about?
That is, in fact, a kinetoscope with the earliest known pornographic movie from 1894.
Ooh, a little peep show action here.
Yes, if we just squeeze inside here and have a seat.
Oh, excuse me.
That's all right. And pull the curtain, too.
Okay.
Now, look into the viewfinder.
Right. Train pulling into Gare Austerlitz. I don't get it.
Just wait.
Train pulling out of station, yeah. Train pulling into station.
Good time.
Train pulling out of station. Train pulling repeatedly into and out of station.
There you go.
People getting off. Steam building. And boilers ready to... very interesting, Alana. That was great. Well, thanks for the tour, Alana Peterson. That's the best exhibit I've ever seen.
There's more.
I'm afraid I'm finished.
There's much more. The exhibit goes on for a considerable...
Yeah, well, I think I've got what I need.
Well, maybe you'll come back another time.
That would be great. Thank you, Alana Peterson, curator of the Freeman Crotty Collection at the Osborne Art Gallery. And I urge everyone to come out and savor the controversies of this exhibit for themselves.